This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just still getting used to the fact that Wrigley Field has played like the Grand Canyon this year. It's been the most challenging ballpark, you know, and I've been going to that ballpark for decades. I've never seen it play the way it has this month, this last 5 weeks, with the sun and the wind, both in a positive and a negative way for the hometown team.
Well, the Cubs aren't complaining, Bruce, because they are scoring runs in bunches, and they took it to the White Sox, who were severely overmatched over the weekend. It was the PCA weekend. His coming out party continues, and 8-for-14, all the runs that he drove in. What do they do now, Bruce? What do you anticipate when Ian Happ comes back? Is PCA going to bat first, second, third? Where do you put him?
Well, I think he can bat in any position and be productive. When the National League took on the DH role, what is it, 4 or 5 years ago now, everything changed as far as lineups go and, the construction. So, I think that you will see. I asked Happ about it, and he said, well, you know, I'll bat wherever Craig tells me to. He says, The good news for all of us is that we have a really good lineup. So, you know, no matter where anyone's batting, are you going to say that is Nico Horner the best number 8 hitter in baseball? You know, that's where he was batting at the end of this weekend here. So I think it's a great, fun story, but he's going to lead off. You know, he's going to get as many at bats as possible.
Good.
The way that he's hitting. I mean, that's how managers construct lineups. Their best hitters get to hit 1, 2, and 3. Why do they do that? Because they'll get that extra at bat during a longer game. Might mean the difference in a ball game. So, I don't see any reason why he's going to move out.
So, just out of curiosity, obviously Matt Shaw is coming back. We talked to John Heyman this morning, and he confirmed it. That's the breaking news. Matt Shaw will play, and Nicky Lopez, will find out what happens with him. DFA, no doubt, but does he stay in the organization? That'll be interesting to see. What is your take on what are the expectations now for Matt Shaw in your mind?
Well, still the same expectations coming out of spring training hasn't changed, even though he didn't hit enough the first time around. That is, play a solid third base, which he did for the most part defensively. I think that everybody felt he was playing a really good third base when he was sent down. I don't think there were hardly any errors other than a few throws here or there that he wasn't able to make. But from the perspective of third base, play a good third base, come back, and hopefully with the mechanics that they changed, and we tried to talk to Craig Counsell over the weekend about the changes they were making. He said he wasn't interested in telling us exactly the technical side of it, but some adjustments have been made to his head not moving as much on his swing, shortening up his leg kick right. A little bit. I think that's what you're going to see with him. And second time around, I don't see why he won't hit better. He was hitting in the minor leagues. He was dominating for a few days, a couple home runs, 2 days out of three. So, I think that's what you're looking for. Again, you didn't have two things. One, he improved. He showed that he did his work down there. Two, there was no answer here on the 26-man roster, right? Nobody stepped up and said, this is my position. It's not Birdie. It's not Bruhan. We know that Turner can't play every day. So none of those guys could hit enough or defend to the point where they were doing anything but hoping that Shaw gets back, which he is. Let's see what happens. I mean, I think he's probably going to be a better form of himself coming back.
Bruce, you think Brad Keller was throwing at Miguel Vargas, and should the White Sox have retaliated?
No. I mean, it's first of all, I talked to Keller afterwards, and he said, why would I be throwing at anybody? But at this point in the game, we're up four runs. We're facing a guy. I'm trying to get inside and throw a strike there. Why would I be hitting anybody? So he was just shocked that anybody thought he would hit anybody.
He doesn't like the White Sox.
Yeah, why? That's true. Because he was there out. And he wasn't there?
Because he hit Tim Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, that was what? How many decades ago?
Bruce, let's listen to what Ozzie Guillen had to say after the game.
I drill him. I keep saying it. Yes. Why? Because you're going to hit my best hitter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit your best hitter. That's a real baseball, not like playing Nintendo or playing toys, play with the Barbies.
Yeah.
Baseball is Barbie games now, man. I swear to God, it's a Barbies game.
So he feels baseball's a Barbies game when you let a Miguel Vargas, the best hitter they had at Wrigley Field over the weekend, get hit, and you don't retaliate by throwing at PCA.
Well, I mean, you had a coach that agreed with that, right? And Gershel, third base coach for the White Sox, had a vehement argument with the umpires about, basically taking, the ability for the White Sox to defend their players away by making warnings to both teams, right? Mm-hmm. So the suspicion was there from the umpires, and they said, we're not going to have this, and there won't be any more of it. Next time, if it happens, the pitcher and the manager are thrown out. That's what happens after a warning and somebody's thrown at. So from the perspective of what I'm looking at, I go, I'm throwing inside every time on a hitter that I'm trying to get out that's their best hitter, okay? If the ball gets away from me and he gets hit, so what? I'm not trying to hit him in the head. That's the game of baseball. I agree with Ozzie that, we have a softer version, but also, maybe one that makes a little bit more sense.
Good insight, Bruce. I think that clearing that up, because people were wondering about what Gershel might have been reacting to, so that's good insight from you. Here's a question. The Sox committed a lot of errors that depicted a shoddy defensive effort on their part. But I also think that there were things that happened on Saturday when the Cubs stole six bases that were almost more troubling. Why don't the Sox do a better job of controlling or trying to control the Cubs' running game? Or did they try and fail, Bruce? Because it seemed like the Cubs were basically running whenever they wanted to.
And they walked seven guys, which, I mean, you're putting people on base to steal bases, and you can't stop.
Yeah, what? Good points by both of you guys. It's just like there were too many. They flooded the bases with people. Yep. There were free passes, like you said, Mike. David, the Cubs happen to be one of the best stealing teams in the game. Technically, You know, their metrics are as good as anybody to go along with a team that can really run the base as well. And you think back a year ago how bad the Cubs were at running bases and how we were always talking about, you know, do we have to talk to Willie Harris again about another guy getting thrown out on the bases? That was kind of the theme in May and June last year. So that's been a strength. So you had one of the stronger teams in base running against one of the weaker teams in being able to throw out guys. You had a perfect storm for the White Sox. It just didn't really work out. I think the demoralizing part of the weekend for me was watching the White Sox, you know, not be able to do some of the things, handle the ballpark, which is difficult, but also, you know, I think like in the sixth inning yesterday, the throw by Michael A. Taylor to second base rather than the cutoff man going home in a close game. You know, some of these things, you know, need to get cleaned up. Michael A. Taylor is a really good player, and he's been one of the better defenders in baseball for a long time. So I'm anxious to be able to talk to him today about, you know, the thinking process when Brujan was circling third, went back, then all of a sudden went back, started home and scored that go-ahead run. But it was an interesting weekend. It was painful to watch for the White Sox. There's no question.
And you know, what's interesting is we talked about it. The first inning yesterday, you know, you got a guy trying to score from third base, and he is gunned down by Seiya Suzuki, who's in his second game as a left fielder. And he can throw out Meidroff at home. And then later, the other half of the inning, PCA scores when they can't throw him out at home. You know what I mean? Like, it was just it was, you know, here's how you play baseball and here's what you shouldn't do. It was kind of frustrating for the White Sox all the way around. You know, there were a couple of times where Cubs players, you know, the ball was moving around in the wind, caught the ball, might have fallen down to make the catch, made the catch, and the White Sox were dropping those or letting them fall between three guys.
Right. Look, the Cubs made some mental mistakes too during this game yesterday. You saw Tucker hit a pop up, break his bat because he was upset about it, and then get to second base when the ball was dropped, forgetting for a second about the elements. You don't see that with a great pro normally like Tucker. And you saw PCA do the same thing, pop up down the right field line, and you know, didn't run. All of a sudden, hey, I better run. The ball did drop. He's at first base. So, you know, again, you forget, you know, emotion takes over once in a while in a game, even impacts the very good team. But the one takeaway from the weekend is you're watching with a team with, you know, really good talent against one that's developing talent, to put it in a nice way. And that is, it was a big difference in the series. And unfortunately, most of the mistakes stood out for the White Sox. I will say one thing about, you know, the rhetoric that we've been having most of the year is you have to sign Tucker to a $400 or $500 million contract, and I don't think anybody disagrees on that. But maybe initially the money needs to be shifted to your center fielder. Maybe that's where your money goes. You have him for five more years, but what type of discount are you going to get for an evolving superstar in center field? Where does your money really go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think that's a great question, Bruce, because it becomes posed as, what is your highest priority for Jed Hoyer? Locking up Pete Crow Armstrong or Kyle Tucker? Which project is more doable, and which project do you start first? Because what we have seen over the weekend is just a continuation of what we have seen all season long. PCA is a star in the making, if he hasn't already arrived there. And I do wonder, with every month that he ascends, the price keeps going up too.
Well, you know, he's always bet on himself, and he's doing it this time too. You know, we heard about the, you know, $75 million or what was offered by the Cubs to try to sign him through his arbitration years and maybe into free agency. That's obviously not going to get done. Give him credit for understanding that they have one of the best young players in baseball, and they'd like to wrap him up. But that kind of money's not going to do it. I don't think, you know, getting to know Pete, you know, the last 2 years, I don't think he's driven by money. He wants money like everybody else does, but I think he feels that that's going to be there. In the meantime, every game, every at bat, you're seeing, you know, the emotional roller coaster of him trying to be the best player, trying to dominate every single swing. It's been really fun to watch, not only for the people in Chicago, but all over Major League Baseball is watching PCA.
Yeah, we got John Heyman. We trapped him into saying that PCA at this moment is a top five player in baseball. And I think he is definitely a top 10 player. It doesn't mean he will be at the end of the year or he has the kind of track record. But for right now, from what we're seeing, off to this start.
The war says so.
The war tells you that.
Yeah. Well, even if you didn't go by war, The eye test also tells you who is it. You got a player in Arizona. You got a player with the Dodgers who's always going to be in the MVP conversation. But
some guy,
you know,
after
50 games, yeah, after 50 games, he's right there in the conversation, right? I mean, he is. Just the way that he can make something happen, 5-6 different ways for the team. So fun to watch. Chicago's lucky to have a player like that to watch play baseball this summer.
Bruce, each team has a slugger they brought up from the minors to take a look at. Moises Ballesteros hasn't been great. He has one hit, and he's likely to go back tomorrow when Ian Happ returns. What about Tim Elko, who has hit two home runs but isn't hitting for great average? And I just wonder how patient the Sox will be with him.
Well, I think he's going to get at bats because he has the element of hitting a home run, right? I mean, the White Sox are not a great home run team at this point. They play in a really great home run ballpark, don't they?
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, with the warm weather coming, I don't see why Elko won't continue to be getting at bats. Is he going to strike out a lot? Yeah. Has he looked okay at first base? Sure he has. Defensively, he's been fine. So, you know, again, you're not holding the position right now for anyone else. Vaughn can DH. He can play first base at different times.
He's played better since Elko showed up.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, everyone needs to get pushed.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's what competition's all about. And Vaughn should be better. I mean, people have been waiting for him to be a star. Right now, they're waiting for him to get back to being just a good player. So, you know, hopefully this helps. Again, you know, is Elko the long-term answer to the question here? You know, probably not. But in the meantime, you know, the element of the home runs, nice to have on the south side.
Bruce, can the Sox get more guys to change their hands or lower their hands or raise their hands, do whatever? Miguel Vargas had himself a series, had three home runs. We agreed this morning he's the only player that you would say that guy could play for the Cubs because their boogeyman spot is third base. Now, maybe it's resolved today by Matt Shaw, here's hoping. But you could conceivably move Vargas in there, and he could play. He can defend, and he can hit.
Okay, what do you want back? Do you want PCA? Who's in the
No,
trade?
No, it's all theoretical. Okay. I'm just saying when we put our all-Chicago team together.
Yeah, no, it's nice
Vargas,
to watch him.
Yeah.
It's nice to watch him hit, and that's what they thought they were getting last year when they traded for him. So, you know, the White Sox deserve some luck, don't they?
Can't they make more guys hit the way he's hitting? Move their hands. Move your hands.
Well, there's talent issue. There's all kinds of things out there that are standing in the way.
Bruce, we interviewed Chase Meidroth on Saturday morning. Hours later, he hit a home run. We interviewed Colin Ray on Saturday morning, and he had a strong outing on Sunday. Whom does the White Sox want and the Cubs want us to schedule next Saturday morning?
I would say they'd like to get the closer issue with the White Sox, because they have played some closer games and better games over the last 2 weeks, has come up. And, you know, again, the answer that we got from Chris Getz and even from Will Venable is, hey, we need some of these guys in the sixth and seventh inning to keep the game in order. We can't always worry about a closer right now. That's a really difficult thing to hear, right? That, you know, that they're so incomplete in their ability to identify somebody at the end that, you know, they just have to keep finding people to get outs. You know, the 27 outs that we hear about all the time from Craig Counsell since he came here. It's just, I need to get outs here in the seventh. I can't worry about the ninth if I can't get through the seventh. It makes sense, but it's a difficult thing to get your head around if you're a White Sox fan that they don't have anybody for sure at the back end right now.
Well, and you know, I said this before, and no one wanted to bite on it, but Julian Merriweather came in yesterday just to finish up the game, and he wasn't very good. He gave up a run, and you know, there was a really nice play made, I think, by Dansby Swanson. Otherwise, you know, you may have allowed a rally to start. They had to get the bullpen up working behind him. I'm just saying, the Cubs aren't done with their bullpen concerns. It's great
That's true.
You don't need one against the White Sox, but it's still something to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they have some power arms that they can turn to. I still think Palencia might be the guy that they keep nurturing to get to the point of being the next, as I told David over the weekend, the next Carlos Marmol, the one guy developed in the Cubs system over the last I don't know how many years to close out games in a sufficient way, you know, for a length of time, more than a half of a season, you know. So that's the arm, you know, when you see the easy 100 coming out of his hand, and now the breaking ball starting to get there. Cubs have done one thing philosophically as a team better than anybody, I think, and that is not walk people, throw strikes, get people out in different ways. So that's one thing that has been up and down from starters to bullpen guys a very good part of the season so far.
Good stuff, Bruce.
Great stuff, Bruce.
Guys,
thanks, buddy.
Have a great week.
Yep, see you a little later. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.